interesting to go back there, and all of a sudden now the cowbells are against you. So that's the thing I'm looking forward to the most.
Do you think people generally didn't realize what y'all were doing at Mississippi State the last few years? Because you look at the guys that you were, especially defensive linemen that y'all were putting into the NFL, it really was pretty impressive.
Yeah, you know, we had a good run. The quarterback was special, and as we all know now. And he was different. In this league, you got to have great quarterback play. That's the whole difference. And they got a good one now, and Fitzgerald's just young. And over time, he'll get a whole lot better, and he'll be a real good quarterback in this league.
Yeah, what kind of challenges does he pose this week? Because I know he runs the football really well.
Yeah, he's big, strong, can spin it, throws it well. He's got good receivers there, and Fred Ross and Donald Gray had a big game last week. But the thing, he's kind of sneaky fast. You know, I compare him to Trevor a lot. You know, people don't realize how fast Trevor is until he gets out in the open field, and all of a sudden nobody can catch him. So he's a lot similar to Trevor.
You mentioned the kind of defensive lineman that y'all have been turning out at Mississippi State, and just recently Chris Jones. But the guys you inherited here to coach up, like Kingsley Kiki and Dalen and all those guys, you know, what'd you feel about what you had when you first got here, and then how do you feel about the progress they're making here going into at this part of the season?
Well, I think the guys have picked up on what we're trying to get done in terms of technique and teaching and working hard each day. And all I preach every day is just try to get a little better. We're not very deep in terms of numbers. That's the thing just, we got to get improved with recruiting. But guys are working hard. I see improvement. Probably never as fast as you want it to be as a coach. But they continue to work hard and trying and asking questions, studying tape. And now they can talk to me in terms of blocking schemes and what's happening. So we're making progress there.
Are there guys that you feel like are playing at a championship level?
You know, we're playing well at times. I don't think we've played a whole 60-minute straight of playing a top-notch championship football. We've had spurts where we get out of our gap. We don't do things that's typical for us, and we played very, very well at times, but we got to be more consistent there up front. Everything starts up front on defense.
Can you describe your coaching style? How would you describe how you coach?
I don't know. I'm hands-on. I coach the guys hard. I think at the end of the day, they know I care about them, but I'm going to coach my personality, which, you know, sometimes I yell and scream, and I tell the guys you got to listen to what I'm saying a lot of times, not how I'm saying it. But, you know, I don't know. You probably have to ask them a little bit on that.
What about some of your coaching mentors, people you work with or your coaches you had, who maybe you pattern some of the things you do after?
Well, I don't know. I think everywhere you go, you kind of pick up bits and pieces of different coaches who affect you. I know when I was a GA, Dick Sheridan at NC State is a guy that I hold the most respect for, played against him, and that kind of got me started on that. You know, Mike Archer is a good friend of mine that we coached together at Kentucky. Rick Lance was a defensive coordinator at Virginia. I picked up a little, learned a little from about everywhere I've been. Glenn Mason, I mean, probably too numerous to name all of them.
So what about your relationship with John Chavis before you got here? Was it just across the sidelines, or did you have some clinics together possibly? Same. What about your relationship with John?
No, I did not have a relationship. Quote, you know, we see each other doing recruiting, and, you know, I think he knew who I was, and I knew who he was, and we'd stop and say hello, and, you know, that was about it. You know, I've known guys that work for him, that work with him, real good friends of mine. So, you know, in the coaching profession is nothing but a large fraternity, so everybody knows somebody who's worked with somebody. So that's kind of how we got hooked up. And Terry Price, who I've known, Terry's probably the biggest influence I've known a long time. Now, haven't worked with him, but we see each other doing recruiting. Same story.
Now, how about working with those guys? Now you have working with them. How is working with
Price? It's been great. It's been wonderful. It's a great office to come into. You know, anytime you're spending anywhere from 12 to 16 hours with a group of guys, you want to make sure everybody's pulling in the same direction. Everybody's wanting the same goals. You're in the same foxhole, so to speak. So it's been great. It's been everything I thought it would be.